Let's take a deeper look at the controversial execution that's added fuel to the debate over lethal injection and the death penalty in the U.S. At a Florence, Arizona state prison yesterday, it took almost 2 hours for double murderer Joseph Wood to die after he was injected with a relatively new combination of the sedative midazolam and the narcotic hydromorphone. Wood's death is also drawing comparisons with a prolonged Ohio execution in January and a botched Oklahoma execution in April. So let's turn now to Michael Kiefer, who witnessed the Arizona execution yesterday. He's senior reporter for the Arizona Republic newspaper. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, before we go on, I should just tell listeners that I'm going to ask you to describe what happened yesterday. It could potentially be graphic and not appropriate for everyone, but tell us, you saw the execution. What happened?
Well, this was the fifth execution I've witnessed, and generally what happens is the condemned person just closes his eyes, goes to sleep, doesn't move a whole lot, maybe a few breaths, and it's over in 10 or 11 minutes. And this execution started that way, and you know, there had been some concern given the incidents, the flawed executions, as the court called them, in Oklahoma and Ohio and Florida. And so Joseph Wood closed his eyes, went to sleep, and I thought, well, maybe it's going to work after all. About 5 minutes in, he opened his mouth once and looked almost like a burp. Then a minute later, again, and then again, and it kept going. And then it started for an hour and a half. He continued to open his mouth in this strange way that many of us described as sort of looking like a fish on land, you know, just sort of mouth opening in an unnatural way, and then you'd see it sort of a spasm go down, his chest would rise, his stomach would contract, and it just kept going.
And it ended up taking almost 2 hours, as we noted earlier. But the thing about this case in particular is that there seems to be some disagreement amongst witnesses about what actually happened. Some say Wood was just gasping for air, as you describe. Others say he was snoring.
Well, basically, what we were seeing, I think, was apnea. You know, I mean, apnea is snoring, and it also can, you know, it closes off your throat. So, I mean, it's a question of semantics. When the doctor would switch on the microphone, I mean, it's a soundproof room. When the doctor would switch on the microphone to say that Wood was still sedated, you could hear it in the background, and it was a definite snoring sound. It was quite loud. It was sucking. It kind of reminded me of the filter in my swimming pool when it starts to suck air.
Yeah.
It's louder than I can imitate, and I've tried a few times. And so, yes, it was a snoring noise, and yes, he was unconscious, and yes, he was sedated. So it's hard to say, you know, what he was feeling.
Well, that remains exactly the question, which is why I understand that Arizona Governor Jan Brewer says she's, quote, concerned by the length of time it took for the administered drug protocol to complete the lawful execution of this double murderer. She's also ordered a full review, but she says she's limiting it to this case.
This execution is not going to change people's minds about the death penalty. You are either for or against capital punishment.
So, Michael, on that note, tell us how this is reverberating around Arizona. Apparently, it's not going to change the law in Arizona, but what's the fallout from what happened yesterday?
Well, clearly, I think this is the last time we're going to see midazolam used in an execution anywhere. You know, this is the crisis in capital punishment right now. The drugs are drying up. The manufacturers don't really want to be known as, you know, we're the company that makes drugs that kill people. You know, they've made these drugs for, you know, they have therapeutic clinical uses. So it becomes more and more difficult. You know, they need a new drug. They need to find out a way to do it. But the thing is that whether he was suffering or not, it was not quick. It was inefficient. You know, execution should be quick and efficient. You know, so I don't think it is. And yes, you know, people will talk about, well, he didn't treat his victims humanely, but they're really two different questions. I really feel for the victims, for their grief, for their anger. You know, and in this case, Wood looked at them and laughed and seemed to scoff. I don't know if it was deliberately mocking or if it was ironic or what. And so they have full reason to be angry. The two people who were there witnessed the deaths of their loved ones.
Right. Well, Michael Kiefer is senior reporter for the Arizona Republic. He witnessed the prolonged execution yesterday of double murderer Joseph Wood. He's speaking to us from Phoenix. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.